们开始第二节的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our second session.
唱诗十六首。
Please sing hymn 16.
一共四节。
Four verses. May peace be with you all.
感谢主，我们的灵恩会从今天开始。
We thank God, our spiritual convocation commences today.
灵恩会是属灵的宴席。
Spiritual convocation is a spiritual feast.
圣经说，在神国里面吃喝的有福气。
The Bible says those who eat and drink in the kingdom of God has is blessed.
吃什么？
What do we eat?
主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Jesus Christ says, I am the bread of life.
喝什么？
What do we drink?
主耶稣说，要让活水让我们得到满足。
Lord Jesus says he'll give us the living water to satisfy our hearts.
所以灵恩会这个宴席就是领受神的话，追求活水的充满。
And so spiritual convocation is a time to pursue after the word of God and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那想从马拉基书跟大家来学习神跟人之间的关系。
So we would like to study from the book of Malachi the relationship between God and man.
我们的一生有很多的关系。
In our lives, there are many relationships.
我们现在最看重的是什么？
What is our most important relationship we focus on?
大概是夫妻的关系。
It is perhaps the marriage relationship.
再来就是我们跟孩子的关系。
And then probably the relationship between parents and children.
再来可能是我们跟父母的关系。
Then the relationship between us and our parents.
再来可能是我们在公司里面跟我们的主管的关系。
And the fourth relationship may be the relationship between us and our co-workers at company.
但是在这么多的关系里面，
But in all these different relationships,
神跟人的关系是本，它是基本。
The relationship between God and man is the most fundamental.
但是很可惜，我们人常常忘掉这个根本。
But many times we as men fail to recognize this.
那忘掉这个根本呢，生活就发生很多问题。
And once we ignore this aspect of life, then we have many problems in life.
如果我们看神跟人的关系，最好的时候是在伊甸园。
We wanted to study the relationship between God and man. The best time was during the time of Garden of Eden.
那伊甸园的生活可以说是丰盛。
The life during the Garden of Eden was full of abundance.
丰盛的平安。
It was abundant with peace.
丰盛的满足。
Abundant in satisfaction.
而且物质上的丰盛。
And it was abundant in material things.
这是非常好的。
It was very good.
但是当人跟神的关系破裂，
But when man's and God's relationship was broken,
被赶出伊甸园，
and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden,
丰盛就离开了人，
But the abundance disappeared,
取代的就是很多的问题，
and what remained was many problems,
夫妻之间的问题，
there was the trouble between husband and wives,
两代之间的问题，
there was trouble between generations,
生活需要的问题，
there were troubles of about daily living,
还有心灵上的问题。
And there were troubles in their emotional and spiritual lives.
这些问题的根本就是人跟神的问题发生了问题，关系发生问题。
The root of all these problems comes forth from a broken relationship with God.
所以主耶稣来世界做什么？
And so what is the purpose of Jesus Christ coming into this world?
要把人带回到神的身边，重新建立关系。
To reconcile the relationship between God and man.
如果这个关系建立得好，
if this relationship can be repaired,
人就重新活在丰盛当中，
then man can again live in abundant prosperity.
所以信耶稣最重要的不是物质上的祝福。
And so today, the most important thing we seek after is not the blessings of this world.
那个不是信仰的重点。
This is not the focus of our faith.
信仰的重点是跟神建立好的关系。
The focus we should have in this life is to build a personal relationship with God.
这个是我们需要调整的一个观念。
And this is a concept we must have in our mind.
马拉基书是公元前大约500年前写的。
Malachi was a book written 500 BC.
它是圣殿重建以后写的。
And it was written after the Jerusalem temple was rebuilt.
如果我们看旧约圣经最后一卷叫马拉基书。
If we go to the last book in the Old Testament, it would be the book of Malachi.
但是马拉基书的前面几卷。
And the first few books of Malachi.
前面就是撒加利亚书。
Actually, the books before Malachi was Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的前面就是哈该书。
And before Zechariah was Haggai.
哈该书就是鼓励以色列百姓要拿出行动来重建圣殿。
And Haggai encouraged the Israelites to put it into action to rebuild the temple of God.
所以马拉基书写的时候，离开圣殿被重建其实并不是很久。
And so when the book of Malachi was written, it was not very far from the time they had just rebuilt the temple.
但是如果从马拉基书当时的先知在描写以色列百姓的信仰生活。
But if we look at the way that Malachi described the relationship of the spiritual worship of these Israelites,
我们就发现他们的信仰生活是腐败的。
We can see that their faith is corrupt.
有敬拜神的名，没有敬拜神的实质。
They did not have the essence of really truly worshiping God.
这个让我们想起来，为什么所罗门建的殿会被拆掉？
And this reminds us, why was Solomon's temple destroyed?
当那个殿被陷的时候，神的荣光荣耀充满着圣殿。
When the Solomon's temple was at first was presented to God, it was filled with the glory and beauty of God.
为什么被拆掉？
Why was it destroyed?
因为荣耀离开了圣殿。
Because the glory departed from this holy temple.
那为什么荣耀会离开圣殿？
Why would the glory depart from this temple?
因为以色列百姓的生活离开了神。
Because the Israelites' lives departed from God.
那荣耀一离开圣殿，在以西结书啊，巴比伦就攻进来。
And so in Ezekiel it says that once they forsake God, then the Babylonians came to destroy them.
所以圣殿就被拆掉了。
And so their temple was destroyed.
但是第二次圣殿被建。
But the second time when the temple was rebuilt.
很可惜的就是过了不多久，以色列百姓的生活又离开了神。
And then very quickly the Israelites again forsake from God.
所以从马拉基书一直到施洗约翰来为主耶稣预备道路，这个期间呢，五百年期间可以说是黑暗时期。
And so from the time of Malachi to the time of Prophet John the Baptist, we can call it the Dark Ages.
所以我们就要从里面来学习。
And so we must study this period.
到底神跟人的关系是怎么一回事？
Now what is the focus of relationship between God and man?
有时候我们对在地上的一些关系非常敏感。
Many times we're very sensitive to the various relationships we have in this world.
结婚久了，有时候夫妻你包括一个眼神、一个动作，他不要讲话，你就知道，有一点不太一样。
And if we are to observe our spouse with just a mere gesture or blink of an eye, we know how they're thinking.
那有时候我们对自己的孩子也是一样。
And sometimes it is the same with our children.
有时候孩子到你的地方读书，只要通电话讲个几分钟，你就发现，这个小孩子可能有什么事情。
And if you were to just talk to them for a few minutes on the phone, you could detect immediately if there was a problem.
有时候我们在公司上班也是一样。
And sometimes when we work at company, it's the same way.
我们跟顶头上司关系好不好，很容易感觉得到。
We can immediately sense how our relationship is with our supervisors.
但是，人跟神最重要的关系，我们人常常是非常的迟钝，不敏感。
With regard to the relationship between us and God, many times we're insensitive to this condition.
所以这个关系已经非常不好了，但是我们自己也不知道。
And many times the relationship is so poor, and yet we do not recognize that.
所以我们在学习马拉基书，就是要想到底，马拉基书用很多的问题在问的时候，那以色列百姓的回答，这样来想我们跟神的之间的问题。
When we consider the book of Malachi, many questions that God comes up with, we can consider and reflect upon our own relationship with God.
请看马拉基书第一章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 1, verse 1.
神的话借着马拉基传给以色列的默示。
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
英文翻作 burden, 神对马拉基这个启示 对马拉基来讲，这个就是 burden 了。
So the
一个担子。
Inspiration of the word of God to Malachi was described here as a burden.
为什么
？Why is that？
因为先知的责任就是传警告。
Because
传达神的讯息。
Responsibility of a prophet is to pass on the message and the warnings of God.
哦，所以当这个神的默示进到马拉基的时候，这个就变成他的责任。
And so when an inspiration entered into Malachi, this became his responsibility to pass it along.
那责任就是担子。
And this responsibility itself is a burden.
哦，所以英文说这个神的担子进到马拉基。
So English says the burden of the word of the Lord.
那既然这个责任，这是一个担子，你就一定要做，不管你喜欢不喜欢，你一定要出去讲。
If it is a responsibility, a burden, then you must pass on this message, even if you do not like to pass on the message.
这常常是神啊，做神的工人一个特性。
And so this is something that is a unique characteristic of the servant of God.
我们不是讲我们想要讲的。
We do not speak what we like to speak.
我们是讲神要我们讲的。
We speak only what God wants us to speak.
我们不是讲人喜欢听的。
We do not speak what is likable in the ears of men.
我们是讲神要我们讲的。
We speak what is pleasing to God.
啊，神要我们讲，有包括神的慈爱。
And when God speaks to us, it includes His compassion.
他对我们有诸般的应许。
He has many promises that has been granted to us.
但是神要我们讲，也包括神的公义。
And what God wants us to speak is also includes His justice.
常常带有严厉的指责跟审判。
It also includes a sharp reminder and also a correction.
但是这是神的工人一个特性。
But this is the characteristic of a servant of God.
神感动我们，启示我们的，就是我们的责任，就是我们的 burden 担子。
And so what God inspires us and tells us to speak. It is our burden to pass on.
第二节
Verse 2.
说神说我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事爱我们。
I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us?
这个对话就反映出信仰的危机啊。
When we see these two words, we can see the crisis of faith.
神说我很爱你。
When God says, I have loved you,
人说你在哪里爱我。
But man responds, in what way have you loved me?
啊，你现在假想来看。
And we can consider this.
先生说，太太，我很爱你。
The husband says to the wife, I love you very much.
太太说，你在哪里爱我？
But the wife will respond, in what way have you loved me?
这个婚姻不是有问题吗？
Then there must be some problem with this marriage.
父母对小孩子说，我很爱你。
If the parents say to their children, I love you very much.
小孩子说，你在哪里爱我？
But the children respond, I don't see it. How do you love me?
那这样的小孩子还可靠吗？还会孝顺吗？
Do you think these type of children will grow up to be filial to you?
哦，所以我们就发现第一个对话就表示看出以色列百姓跟神的关系有问题。
And so from this type of speech, we can see immediately the problem was the relationship between the Israelites and God.
那到底神跟人的关系建筑在哪里？
And so where is the relationship of God and man built upon?
是建筑在爱里面。
It is built upon love.
没有爱，又有关系，这个就是功利。
If there is no love and there is only relationship, then there is only justice that remains.
功利，功利。
benefit
所以我们跟神的关系也可能建筑在功利上面，也可能是建筑在爱上面。
And so what is our relationship with God based on? Is it on benefits only or is it on love?
那这个建筑在功利上的关系是什么？
And so what is the type of relationship when it's based on benefits?
当我需要你的时候，我来找你。
Only when I need you, I will come to find you.
但是我不需要你的时候，你就在一旁。
But when I don't need you, I'll cast you aside.
这个就是功利。
This is called a benefit.
但是夫妻之间会是这样吗？
But is this the case between spouses?
我需要你，我就跟你在一起。
And only when I need you, then I'll remain with you.
我不需要你，你站在一旁，在家里面我连看都不看你。
But if I don't need you, then I will ignore you, and you can just be there, but I don't care.
这个关系会有问题，迟早会有问题。
This relationship will end up with problems sooner or later.
爱，这是超越功利的。
And love goes beyond advantage relationship.
所以有时候我们在看一些电视的布道家。
And so sometimes we see the great preachers, evangelists on television.
吸引很多的人。
They attract multitudes of people.
但是我们仔细去分析它里面的内容。
But as we try to understand the content of their preaching,
都在讲信耶稣有什么好处。
They only talk about the positive benefits of believing Jesus Christ.
不错，神会给我们恩典，这个不错。
It is correct that God will give us His grace.
但是如果所强调的好处都是物质上、肉体上、今生上，
But if everything that we speak about is only emphasizing our material and secular needs,
那这个关系就可能是站在功利上面。
Then it's very, it's like a relationship that's only for benefits.
那我们怎么知道会是在功利上面？
And how do we know that it's only based on selfish reasons for benefits?
有一天我们祷告神没有回应。
Because one day when we pray and God does not respond to us,
我祷告身体会不会好？一样没有好。
For example, we pray for our sickness to be healed, but it's not healed.
我祷告给我找到更好的工作，工作一样。
We pray for a better job, but our job remains the same.
那我就开始打问号，我还需要拜神吗？
Then we start to question, should we continue to worship God?
因为我祷告他都没有听啊。
Because He doesn't answer when I pray.
因为这个功力在官吏。在功利上面，所以得不到就会有问题。
Because this relationship is built on benefits, so once you pray and you don't get anything back, then.
所以，为什么有时候我们看到有的人虽然信耶稣，他的信仰是上上下下的。
And that is why sometimes when you see believers, their faith will go up and down.
因为有时候多少含有功利的成分在里面。
Because there is the portion where they really are seeking after God only for benefits.
但是。有时候我们看人在结婚的时候
And when we see couples getting married,
有时候要需要问啊，这个西方是要问啊，你什么贫穷啦、生病啦，你是不是爱对方？
When we ask the question that would you be willing to take your partner in sickness or in health?
为什么要问这样？
And why do you ask for these things?
不问说发财的时候，我给你钻戒的时候，我带你到夏威夷度假的时候，你会不会爱我？没有，我家这个不需要问了。
In poverty or in riches, not asking them, well, would you stay with me only during the time I have diamonds and I give you vacations and spend good times with you?
快乐的时光一定是会在一起的。
Of course, during the time that everything is going great, you will be together.
但是考验来会不会在一起，这个才是考验。这个结婚是功利还是出于爱？
But when the trials come, then that will really show whether or not this marriage relationship is based only on benefits.
那这里神说我曾爱你们。
And so here the Lord says, I have loved you.
神曾经爱我们。
Lord has loved us.
有时候我们说在哪里，我没有看到。
Sometimes we question, where has he loved us? I don't see that.
圣经说遍地充满神的慈爱。
The Bible says the earth is filled with his love.
我们有没有看到呢？
Have we seen his love?
当我们开车到教会来聚会。
Drive our car to the church.
到处充满神的慈爱。
If there is love filled everywhere that we see,
为什么这样说呢？
Then how can this be?
我们看阳光。
When we see the sunlight,
我们看那个花开得很漂亮。
We see the beautiful flowers and petals.
我们看到经过海边很漂亮。
We see the beautiful scenery of the seashore.
这就是神的慈爱。
We see all the markings of the love of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经说神第六天造人。
Because God, the Bible says God created humans on the sixth day.
那他现在造这个人叫做他的儿子。
And he created human beings to be his children.
那在前五天。
And in the first five days.
神创造一切。
When God created all things.
包括我们所住的地球。
Including the earth that we live on today.
因为这个地球是他的儿子住的。
Because this earth is for his child to live in.
所以神就精心设计。
And so God took great care and attention to form this earth.
白天有晚上。
So that there will be day and there will be night.
有春夏秋冬。
There will be autumn, spring.
有阳光、空气、雨水。
The seasons, the sun, the water, the air.
有生命、有动物、有植物。
There is life, plants.And wonderful animals.
让我们每一天都在享受神所创造的万物。
so that we can live daily to enjoy the pleasures He has made for us.
但是我们活久的就觉得这个是理所当然的。
But as we continue to live in this world, we take it for granted.
好像小孩子冰箱一打开来，哎，有什么 yogurt， 有什么冰淇淋。他说这个本来就应该要这样了。
Just as our children open a fridge and they'll see there's yogurt, there's ice cream, there's anything they need all in there and they take it for granted.
其实不是啊，他的父母为着要买一个冰箱装这个东西很努力在上班啊。
But it is not the case. The parents had to work very hard to buy this fridge, to buy all the things that filled it.
所以我们今天就是活在神的爱里面。
So today we dwell in the love of God.
如果神把我放到月球上，
If we were to be cast into the moon,
哪里有四季？
There will be no four seasons.
哪里有生命？
There will be no life.
哦，哪里有白天跟晚上？
There will be no day and night.
什么都没有。
There's nothing there.
所以这里说我曾经爱你。
And so when God says, I have loved you.
那以色列百姓说你在哪里爱我们？
The Israelites respond, what way have you loved us?
我们看第二节下半句。
Let's look at the second half of verse 2.
神说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。
Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord, yet Jacob I have loved.
第三节。
Verse 3.
恶以扫使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。
But Esau have hated and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for jackals of the wilderness.
以扫跟雅各是同一个父亲生的。
Esau and Jacob were born by the same parents.
其实是兄弟。
They were brothers.
但是还没有出生来以前。
But before they were born.
神就拣选雅各。
And God already chose Jacob.
所以神为什么要这样讲？
Why would God answer in this way?
就是在讲他对雅各的爱。
It is to show God's love to Jacob.
所以当神在告诉雅各我爱你的时候，他不是讲很多神给他什么。
So when God is expressing how he loved these people, he didn't talk about how he loved them other than
是讲神的拣选。
The fact that he chose and selected Jacob over Esau.
被神拣选就是蒙神所爱。
The fact that we are chosen by God means that we have been greatly loved by God.
那后来雅各改名叫做以色列。
Later on, Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
那以色列就是神的选民。
And Israel means the prince of God, the chosen one of God.
那在罗马书，我们看罗马书第九章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 9.
罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
罗马书第九章的第四节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 4。
他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。
Verse 4, who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of law, the service of God, and the promises.
我们算算看这个以色列人被拣选以后，到底跟其他人有什么不同
？So we can study what is the difference between Israelites after they've been chosen out of all the peoples of the earth.
第一个，
Firstly,
儿子的名分。
They had the adoption rights.
英文叫 adoption. Adoption 就是说被收养了。
They had become the children of God by adoption.
你如果到非洲一个村庄去领养一个小孩子。
If you were to go to the tribes of Africa to adopt an orphan,
那个全村庄的人都会很嫉妒，为什么你只有选他？
All villagers will be very envious. Why do you select that person?
因为他会把想去美国好像去天国一样。
Because they view going to America as like going to the heavens.
因为在非洲这个已经是什么？中国话叫做一贫如洗，什么都没有。
Because in Africa they have nothing whatsoever.
所以非洲人很少忧郁症，为什么？已经到最低点还忧郁什么
？And so the Africans rarely have depression because they already have nothing. So what else is there to complain about?
非洲也很少自杀。
And there is very few cases of suicide in Africa.
因为他已经活在最低点了，还自杀什么
？Because they already live in the worst condition. So why should they be upset?
那现在你要把他领养到美国来
？Today, when you're bringing them to America.
开始坐飞机
They'll have to sit on a plane.
去美国。
To go to America.
哇，这好像去天国。
It is like going to a heavenly kingdom.
哇，这个太大的福气啊。
This is such a great blessing.
那这里说以色列人是 adoption， 这个儿子的名分，本来我们犯罪就没有了。
And the Israelites, originally we were sinners. We were not supposed to inherit anything.
那现在重新把他选，我选你。
Yet God selected them out of all peoples to be adopted.
就是我的儿子。
And God recognized that you are my son.
这是恩典啊。
This is grace.
好，那接下去，荣耀。
Glory.
因为有这个名分，所以有神的荣耀在他们生活中显现。
Because now they are adopted, they have the glory of God.
那诸约。
And the covenants.
神跟他们立约。
And God made a covenant between them.
那这个立约是一面倒的。
And this covenant was beneficial to one side.
你想我们盖两栋房子，当然跟那个建筑商有签约。
For example, when we built this church, we had a contract with our contractor.
但这不是一面倒的。
But this contract was not just beneficial to one side.
你还是要房子要盖好，品质要一定水准，我才付钱。
We will expect him to give us a good quality construction before we will pay him money.
但是当神跟人立约是一面倒的。
But when God made a covenant with people. It was all to the people's benefit.
我今生要给你福气，来世要给你永生。
In this life, I will give you blessing, and coming life, I will give you eternal kingdom.
这个不是一面倒吗？
And so it is a promise that is beneficial.
那虽然下面说神也有给他律法。
And then God gave them the law.
但是这个律法本身是好的。
And law was good.
神给他们。
And God also gave that to them.
十条诫命有哪一条不好？
Is there any commandment in Ten Commandments that's bad?
有的信徒说这个第四条不太好。
And some people say the fourth commandment is not good.
还要去守安息日。
You have to keep the Sabbath day.
我希望一个礼拜能够做七天。
I really wish I could work 7 days a week.
其实第四条才是福气啊。
But actually, the fourth commandment is a blessing.
一个礼拜为什么要做七天？
Why do you have to work 7 days?
我们是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
天父养活我们。
When God is the one that provides for us.
六天就够了。
All we have to work is 6 days.
第七天休息。
Then we can rest the seventh day.
这不是好吗？
Isn't that good to have a vacation day?
没有一条是不好的。
There is no bad thing in the commandments of God.
每一条都是为我们是好。
And everything is good from God.
那神说，你如果遵守我的律法，我就永远接受你做我的儿子。那这不是两个好加在一起吗？
And so God says, if you are to keep my commandments, then I will bless you forever. Isn't that a good promise?
那接下去就是礼仪。
Then there's the service of God.
英文叫 service of God， 就是在这个摩西五经里面有讲要人要怎么拜神呢、啊？
In the Mosaic Law, it talks about how people ought to serve God.
那虽然看起来这个好像很繁杂的这个仪式。
It seems like a lot of regulations and ceremony.
但是我们看，当他们进到这个圣殿里面，看到什么？
But what have they seen once they enter the sanctuary?
神一降临，荣光充满。
God came down, filled the tabernacle with His glory.
所以你看。这个三个门徒跟主耶稣爬到山上去祷告。
And so three disciples follow Jesus Christ to go up the mountain of transfiguration.
爬山是很辛苦了。
It's hard for them to climb the mountain.
但是上到山上看到耶稣变貌。
But what did they see? They saw the beautiful transformation of Jesus Christ.
这个超过经验了。
And this transcended their experience.
这个太好了，我们要永远住下来。
This was so good, they wanted to stay there forever.
所以敬拜神这个仪式到最后就是带领我们跟神在一起，看到神。
So the conclusion, the ultimate goal of worshiping God is to be able to see God face to face.
诸位，今天我们来到这里。
So everyone, when we come here today,
不是痛苦的。
It is not a suffering.
我们来拜神。
We come to worship God.
这是一种享受。
This is a pleasure.
享受什么？
It is what a kind of pleasure?
享受神。
It is to pleasure ourselves in enjoying God.
这是太大的福分了。
This is such a great blessing.
玛利亚选择上好的福分。
Mary selected the better portion.
这个上好的福分就是我们今天选择的。
This better portion is what we have chosen to come here today.
那接下去就是应许。
And finally, the promises.
应许什么？
Promise of what?
应许给他们一块牛奶与蜜之地。
It is to promise them a land filled with milk and honey.
这个太好了。
This is so wonderful.
牛奶跟蜜。
It is a land that flows with honey and milk.
哦，亚伯兰真的到了那块地。
And Abraham really went to that land.
但是他到了那块地以后，
But after he went there,
神给他更大的信心。
God gave him even greater faith.
他向往一个更美的家乡。
He looked forward to a heavenly home.
是神所经营，神所建造。
A better kingdom that is built by God.
那就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
这个就是神儿子的名分最大的福分。
This is the greatest blessing to have the inheritance as an adopted child of God.
要回到神那里。
It is to return to God.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
所以当神说我很爱你。
And so when God says I love you very much.
以色列百姓说你在哪里爱我？
The Israelites responded, "In what way have you loved us?"
既然感受不到神的爱，
they could not experience and understand any aspect of God's love.
那就很难爱神。
And so it was very difficult for them to love God back.
我们来看约翰一书第四章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章的十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱。
We love him because he first loved us.
这个地方说我们爱有一个原因。
It says here we love him because of a reason.
因为神先爱我们。
Because God first loved us.
所以对神的爱有感受，被感动，被吸引，我们才会懂得爱神。
Only when we have been touched, when we have been moved, when we have been attracted by the love of God, will we grow closer to Him.
那当神爱我们，我们用爱神来回报。
And when God loves us and we respond with love toward Him,
这个关系就越来越深入。
Then this relationship becomes closer and more intimate.
越来越亲密。
And becomes intimate so we know God.
是不可分开的关系。
It is an inseparable relationship.
所以当以色列百姓说你在哪里爱我们啊，这个真的有问题啊。
And so when the Israelites responded so callously, where have you loved us?
信仰的动力在哪里？
It was so full of problems. They had no movement in their faith.
就是神的爱在激励我们。
There should have been the motivation force of love in their lives.
所以当神的爱在感动我们。
And so when the love of God compels us,
我们就发现哦，爱越感动我，我能够越神牺牲越大。
The more love compels us, the greater sacrifice we can lay down in front of God.
当神的爱充满保罗那种爱充满我们。
When the love that has filled Paul also fills within us.
保罗做得出来，我们也做得出来。
But Paul has done, we too can do it.
为什么？
Why?
因为爱感动他。
Because his love has been compelling him.
所以当我们今天在数算神的爱。
So today, when we recount the love of God,
大部分都是用物质世界上的标准在量。
We often measure against the secular worldly goods.
不错，这是神的爱。
Of course, these worldly blessings are an outspring of God's love.
但是这个爱哦，感动力不大。
But this type of love doesn't really motivate us.
你说主耶，你祷告主耶稣医你好，你看我隔壁谁谁谁去看医生，他也好了。
So if we say, oh, God already healed us of this disease, we can say, look at our neighbor, they were healed by the doctor.
你说神爱你，让你找到好工作。
Maybe you say, oh, God loves me and gave me a good job.
我有一个亲戚，他也有很好工作，他没有拜神啊。
But my relative, he's not a God worshiper, yet he got a good job too.
所以当我们在描写的爱都用地上的标准在描述的时候，
And so when we recount the graces of God through only the worldly view,
而且我们把它认为这就是神爱的全部。
And we think that these are the whole of God's love to us.
那我们对神的爱一定会有限度。
Then our love to our God will only be limited by this world.
但是当我们的爱能够进到灵里面，
But if our love can enter into the spiritual realm,
来了解神呼召我们啊。给我们那个何等尊贵的身份。
To understand the precious calling of God and the precious noble status He has given to us as His children.
那我们的爱就会往上提升。
Then our love will start to transcend this world.
从地上提到天国。
From this world into heaven.
当我们能够了解神的爱到将来天国的那种福分。
And so if we can understand the love that transcends this world to the portion that we have inherited in heaven.
那是人没有看过，你连想都没有想过的。
It is something that men have not seen and they have not heard or imagined in their whole lives.
如果我们能够去了解那个爱充满在我们里面
，If we can understand that ultimate destiny and how that love fills within us,
我们爱的对神的爱的，没有什么能够把我们离分开。
And there should be nothing.Of the love of God that should separate us from Him.
先看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人？这是蒙神的恩才成的啊，并且他所赐给我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这也不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。请。
By the grace of God, I am what I am, and that His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这里保罗说：“我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩才成的。”
Here said Paul says, "I am what I am today because of the grace of God."
这是身份的改变。
And this is a change in his status.
那当保罗说我今日成为何等人，到底他在讲什么
？What does he mean when Paul says I am what I am？
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9。
我原来是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神的教会的。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
在提摩太前书里面，保罗说我不但是罪人，我是罪人的头。
First Timothy, he says, I'm not only a sinner, but I am the crown of sinners.
如果神没有拣选保罗
if God did not choose Paul,
他不但会下地狱啊，像中国人说十八层，他大概最底下一层。
Not only would he go to the lowest depths of hell.
为什么
？Why?
因为他带头逼迫耶稣啊。
Because he was the chief of sinners. He led them to persecute all the Christians.
这个罪很深啊。
This sin was very great.
哪一个人爱罪人？
No one loves sinners.
没有一个人爱罪。
Not anyone.
但是当他的罪这么深
，Yet when his sin was so great,
神把他赦免。
God forgave him, blotted out his sin.
这是第一次的爱。
This is the first love.
不是说这样赦免就完了。
Not only did he forgive him of his sins,
给他做使徒的身份。
God gave him the apostleship.
这个太宝贵了。
And this is so precious.
所以从一个最大的罪人变成神所重用一个使徒。
From the chief of sinners to the chief of the servants of God.
这个叫做我今日成为何等人。
Then he says, "This is what I am today."
罪是什么
？And what is sin?
圣经说罪就是债。
Sin is a debt, according to the Bible.
我们现在人呢、啊，很喜欢用 credit card。
It's just like when we use credit cards for debt today.
所以有人叫做卡奴。
And some people are called
卡的奴隶。
Is the slave to the credit card.
为什么叫卡奴
？And why are you called a credit slave?
买这个买那个，只要一刷就好了，这个太好太方便了。
Because you can buy this and that just as long as you swipe the card.
回家就开始享受。
And then you enjoy it when you go home.
到月底来，哇，账单这么大。
But then at the end of the month, you see the Big bill.
怎么办
Then what do we do?
所以的青少年呢，有的当上大学就一直用到最后付不起啊。
And so some youth, when they go to college, they swipe their cards over and over again, and then they can't pay their great debt.
但是还好啊，跟父母在一起，父母帮他付。
But then they can lean on their parents to pay their credit card debt.
所以什么都是新的，手机也新的，皮鞋也是新的，什么都是名牌。
And so everything they wear, it's brand name, and it's all new. Their cell phone, their gadgets, and everything.
但是有一天你搬出去了。
But one day these children are no longer with their parents.
再这样刷卡，有一天你就欠债如天。
If they continue to swipe away their lives, they will owe debt as high as heaven.
债是要算账的。
Because debt will be settled at one point. And what do we do?
所以人欠神的债啊，一笔啊。
And so the debt that we owe to God as man.
每一次罪都是一个债。
Every sin we commit is a debt to God.
你看，从小到大，我们犯了多少小罪
？From the small when we're small to now, how many innumerable sins have we committed?
小罪加起来就变大罪。
Small sins accumulate to great sins.
那神的恩典呢
？And where is the grace of God?
一笔勾销。
God blotted everything one stroke of His pen.
没有债。
There is no more debt.
所以洗礼起来，良心很平安。
So after baptism, we have a clear conscience.
我没有罪了。
We have no longer any sins.
主的宝血洁净我了。
The blood of Christ has cleansed us.
这不是爱吗？
Isn't this love?
这不是恩典吗？
Isn't this grace?
哦，第二个。
Secondly.
啊，罪就是病。
Sin is a disease.
那如果感冒，这还好啊。
If it's just a sickness, we can cold, we can overcome it quickly.
罪是麻风病。
But sin is like leprosy.
没有办法医的。
It is incurable.
一下鼻子烂掉，一下手烂掉。
Sometimes your nose rots, and then your hand rots, and all the other places start rotting.
所以你看现在的人真的像人吗？
And so when you see the people today, are they really like a human being?
很多人讲现在人像动物一样。
They say that humans act today just like animals.
一切向前看。
Everything they look forward.
里面也没有什么道德标准。
They don't care about others.
这不是跟动物一样吗？
No sense of morality, just like animals.
我们把圣经那个完美的人跟现在的人对照起来。
When we look at the perfect man that God created in the Bible and compare it to the modern man.
现在人真的是麻风啊。
We see that modern man is plagued with leprosy.
耳朵烂掉，眼睛烂掉。鼻子烂掉
，ears, their eyes, their nose are all rotting away.
从属灵上来看，一点都不可爱。
And from a spiritual aspect, they are not adorable at all.
是很丑的，虽然他打扮得漂亮，吸引很多人。
They're very ugly and corrupt, and even though they may be dressed very nicely,
现在信了耶稣。
They are nothing in front of God, and so now that they become believers,
麻风没有了。
Then the leprosy has been healed.
病好了。
The disease has been recovered.
穿上神的形象。
They put on the image of Christ.
有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
They have the truth of the gospel.
看起来像神的一个人。
They reflect the image of God.
这不是恩典吗？
Is this not grace?
所以神真的很爱我们。
And so God really loves us.
那我们对神大有了解。
And so we understand God.
我们才会爱神。
Then we can really love God.
那约翰一书的第四章里面说，
In First John,
我们再回来 第四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
约翰一书的四章十九节。
First John chapter 4 verse 19.
二十节。
Verse 20.
人说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能够看见没有啊，不能看见的神。
If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For who does not love his brother whom has seen? How can he love God whom he has not seen?
21节
Verse 21.
爱神的也当爱弟兄。这是我们从父所受的命令。
And this commandment we have from him that he who loves God must love his brother also.
当父母亲最痛苦的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing about being parents?
我们爱每一个儿子。
We love every single child.
但是这个儿子互相恨。
But the siblings hate each other.
你就知道这个刀割在心里面了。
And then it's like a knife stabbed into the parent's heart.
我爱你，我也爱你。
I love you and I love you too.
那你为什么不能爱我所爱的儿子？
But why can't you love the one I love?
这个是很痛苦的一件事情。
And this is very painful.
但是当神的爱充满在我们里面。
And but when the love of God fills within us.
我们看神所爱的人都很可爱。
Everyone that has been loved by God is now something we likable to us.
如果他有缺点，
if this person has negative things,
因为我们爱他，
or weaknesses, but because we love them,
我们会怜悯他，
we will have mercy on them,
为他祷告，
we will pray for them,
不是恨他，
we will not hate him.
这个就是神爱的特色，
and this is the characteristic of being filled with God's love.
所以当我们对神的爱了解更深，
and when we understand deeply the love of God,
我们不但可以爱神，
not only can we love God,
我们也可以彼此相爱，
we can also love the ugliness in one another.
那在爱里面，
and so when we dwell in love,
教会就合一，
then the church can have unity,
就成为一个大家庭，
and becomes a whole wonderful family.
所以神人之间的关系起点是什么？
and so what is the beginning, the starting point of God and man?
神说我爱你。
It is from God saying, I love you.
但是我们要回应。
But we must respond.
我们的回应是说，神啊，你在哪里爱我？
And so our response, if it says, where is your love?
还是跟保罗讲一样。
Then it will be different from Paul.
我今日成为何等人，这是你给我的恩典。
Then we should be like Paul says, I am what I am today because of God's love.
我们唱诗。
Please sing him.
53章。我们最后还有差不多20分钟要来祷告。
We will have 20 minutes of prayer.
神的爱要用他的圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
God would use His Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love.
人的爱是有限的。
Man's love is limited.
神的爱是无限的。
God's love is unlimited.
当我们被圣灵充满
，When we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God,
那无限的爱就充满在我们里面。
Then that unlimited love shall fill within us.
我们就会越来越像主耶稣。
And we'll be more and more like the image of God.
对人充满着慈悲怜悯。
We'll be more and more like Jesus with mercy.
我们越来越像主耶稣。
And the more that we are like Lord Jesus Christ,
我们能够接纳每一个人。
We can receive one another.
因为神的爱充满在我们里面。
Because the love of God fills within us.
这样教会就成为一个大家庭。
Then the family of Christ is in this church.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
Finally, let's pray.
没有得圣灵要求圣灵。
Anyone praying for the Holy Spirit?
已经得圣灵要求被圣灵充满。
Well, praying for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那如果你要代祷的、求圣灵的、需要按手的，都请我们到前面来。
Anyone having any requests, please come forward for laying of hands.
我们一起来祷告。
Please pray together.